Okay, Hachana is preparing for Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Gimel, the Lord Yishvel Yenishmas, Esther Tehila, Abbas, Rav Gabriel Pinchas, Bar Tibur, Venosim, Zerat Tardis, tomorrow night. Richard Meyer has a very beautiful idea, which I think is very appropriate. Sometimes we say, I don't want to prepare for Tisha B'Av, I don't want Tisha B'Av to come. So Richard Meyer says something very, very beautiful. He says, Dafka by preparing is Dafka what's not going to have to have Tisha B'Av on the floor. By ignoring it, by ignoring the elephant in the room, right now it's Zion Menachem Av, they're Bonasham Kli. I just hope the 2 days we're going to be in Yerushalayim. But if that's not the case, we have to prepare ourselves for a Yom Tov. It's called a Moed. You have to prepare, just like you prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You have to prepare, and Yom Pesach, you prepare for Yom Tov. You have to prepare. And the more you prepare, it should be in Tzchus, should be Zoicha, Meretz Hashem, for the ultimate Geulah. Leif Simcha of Ger, the son of the Imayamas, one of the Ger Rebbes, has beautiful Torahs and Tishvav. So we're going to go through three short ideas. The first idea, he goes to Rishon Mashachan Aruch, and this is brought down in the early Shepar part of Rishon Mashachan Aruch. Roy L'chol Yerushimayim, She'yeh Meitzeh V'doy Achur B'Mesa Meidosh. It's appropriate and right that every God-fearing person should feel and be broken about the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Galus HaShchina. That's a halacha. They say for Rav Nevensal, just when I have a fan of Rav Dovi Fisher from Hakotel, and also from Rav Nevensal, my chaver of Rav Chanan and Shlita and other friends have told me from the Tiv that Rav Nevensal, I think once a day, will go look at Har HaBayis and Mamish Cry. So not everyone's on Rav Nevensal's level, but for us, at least about to think about it. In these days, are we thinking in Yerushalayim Ircha? Are we seeking at Samach David that bracha v'sachazane ininu? They have to be different brachas. This is what the Leif Simcha says. Yeshloma shebetisha yamim elu kulam abechina zu. Right, the halacha is brought down shachach roil chol Yerushalayim. He says that halacha is every day of the year, but it gets exploded and it's part of the DNA of these 9 days. Kol echad tzarch lios meitzar. Now remez hazeh. Not only thinking about our own Yeshua, but we know Imo Enochi Betzara, thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu's pain. Right, Menachem Av, Nachmu Nachmu Ami, tonight's the Nesi L'Shalom Zyortzayim. So he says, why do you say Nachmu Nachmu twice? Because just it's a Nechama for the child, it's also a Nechama for the father. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu, he goes out to the field and we're in pain, he's also in pain. He's also in pain. Says the Leif Simcha, these 9 days, especially these 3 days before, Zion, Ches, and Tes, they have to be brimming with Yeshua, with you thinking about Yerushalayim, our Hargasha for Yerushalayim. A Bechina, a Stoikigos, like Richard Meyer, Shlita was saying, that our Bechia is just for the Stoikigos to be close in Churban Bayis. We don't understand what Churban Bayis is, but just think about Panemius. You want to be close to Hashem. That's what the Beis HaMikdash was, the ultimate place of Yichud, of coming close to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what these days have to be. The days of Ishtoikikus. Days of yearning. Days of yearning for Yerushalayim. Like say Rabbi Yoshev, Zatzal, Rabbi Yoshev, Zuchut Yoyon Aleinu. Yartza wasn't just too long ago, it was a few weeks ago. They say Rabbi Yoshev davened a very, very, not a very, but a pretty regular Shemon Esrei. Except when he got to the words of Bisachazen, I thought that's brought down in a safer think. Bisachazen, you know, he would say very slowly. When you're connected to Yerushalayim, you're an Ish Yerushalayim, you're a Bechina of Torah, you can't say those words. You have to say them slowly and carefully. Devat. What a beautiful idea on Yom HaOne that the Rebbe said in 1978, in the year Tafshin Lamed Ches. He also said that year, number two, Shulchan Aruch equates a lot of the dinim for Tisha B'Av, the dinim of Yom Kippur, right? Just like Tisha B'Av starts tonight, Yom Kippur starts tonight. Just like Tisha B'Av, you don't wear shoes, leather shoes, Yom Kippur you don't wear leather. There's a lot of similarities that the Shulchan Aruch brings out, and the Rambam also makes this connection. So says the Leif Simcha, we see that there's an inherent Kedusha, inherent Kesher, connection between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. What's Yom Kippur all about? Yom Kippur is all about Kapara. What is Tisha B'Av all about? If Yom Kippur is all about Kapara, then Tisha B'Av is also about Kapara. Listen to what he says. Yeshua Mashem Yom Kippurim Psiv B'Sisha L'Chodesh. Right? Really, Yom Kippur is supposed to be on the ninth day, right? It says that you should fast on the ninth day. We say, wait, Sisha L'Chodesh? He fasts on the ninth, tenth, and the Gemara has the whole thing, and brachas in other places. No, when you eat on the ninth, as if you fast on the ninth and tenth. So we see there's a strong connection. Yom Kippur, ninth day of Tishrei, and the ninth day of Av. This is what he says about the Kapara part. Gam Tishrei Zman Kapara, ki Yisra Medrash, Shekula Chamasa Eitzim V'Avanim. Right, the Gemara says there in brachas, if you eat on the ninth day, it's as if you fasted on the ninth and tenth. So Hashem brings Kapara Yom Kippur. He also brings Kapara on Tisha B'Av. How? Medrash says he could have destroyed the building or the people. And who did Hashem choose? Shekulu Chamasa Al Eitz HaVanim. He took out his anger. He took out his anger on the trees and branches, on my building, but not on the people. Yes, you don't have the home. The home was destroyed for 5,783 years. Well, 1,802 years and 2 days. And Mirtz Hashem, these last 2 days, Teishnas, Pedus Geula, should be the ultimate Mamish Geula. We have to remember that Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is not just Nigla ideas that there are certain halachas that Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur go together, but also there's a kapara. There's a kapara of Yom Kippur, and there's a kapara of Tisha B'Av. There's the Chayza's yard side on Tisha B'Av, and the Chayza said, the Chayza is able to see what is on a person's face. The Indian of the Chayza, Sechazana, Shabbos Chazon, the Indian of the Chayza is for us to be able to say, yeah, on the outside it looks bad. The base of interest was destroyed. But if Hashem had to choose one thing, who would you rather choose? The building or the people? The chosen and kala or the house? Of course, because we want to have that internal connection is forever. You can't take banim latem Hashem lekechem is forever. What a beautiful idea from the simcha and tafshin lamaches. Now I move on to the leiv simcha in tafshin mem beis 4 years later on Tisha B'Av itself. We say in the Rabbi Shmuel in Pesuk in Zimmer, "V'chein shnei chutzim achshem zed achshem 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 v'chein b'neim." Pasuk pshat that you have two contradictory pesukim. You need a third pasuk to come to clarify both of those big dashes. Says the Leif Simcha, those two mikdashes refer, those two pesukim refer to the first base of mikdash, the second mikdash, the third base of mikdash will come clarify everything. Those two psukim are actually referred to the base of Midrash Rishon, base of Midrash Sheni, which means until the third base of Midrash will come and bring peace. That's why we say Yiratzon. What's that Yiratzon doing after Rabbi Shmuel? Says the Leif Simcha. We definitely say that Yiratzon because there's a remez there. There's a remez like just like the pasuk. Or the Mishnah, really. We say that you have two psukim that are different, that are contradictory. You need a third person to come clarify. So too, the third base of Midrash, everything will come into clarity. Everything will come into, and then we say, Yiratzon there, that should be Sheibana base of Midrash. Rabbi Liebowitz Shlita said a beautiful thing from Rabbi Reisman. Why are we talking about Vasincha Kinibus Sorasecha? In that yearning for Yerushalayim. And he said from Rabbi Reisman, I hope I could quote it correctly. He said, we used to know there's an inherent connection between Torah and Yerushalayim. The more we learn, the more we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more we zoicha. And here, the main of a sinchal kinibus arzachar. So these are the days that maybe in the rest of the world that there's been asmana, but these are the days we have to throw ourselves into Torah, right? Shalom baruch b'chad Torah tchila, Gemara Nedarim. And the Ran says that we didn't think it was chashiv to say the Torah on. You know, the chashiv is the Torah. Sinchal kinibus arzachar. B'mehir of Yaminu. So I saw it from the Zera Kodesh. B'mehir of Yaminu doesn't just mean in our days, but with our days. With our days, our days of Torah, our days of living Torah, coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. These days can't just be us, just wanting to get past Tisha B'Av and get to Shabbos Nachman. No. We have to lean into these days, we have to lean into the pain, we have to lean into the Tzar Shechina, we have to lean into the Kapara, lean in to the base of Mikdash. That should be used to review us. The first idea we said, the Rishonim Shachan Aruch said, at the end of the day, every single day of the year, a person's got to be Doig Al Chorba Mesa Mikdash. But these are the 90s that's mamash filled with the shtukos, the pnimis of the 90s is thinking about Yerushalayim, I mean, mitzapa and Yeshua, mitzapa for Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua. The second idea, the Shulchan Aruch equates a lot of the dinim for Tisha B'Av with Yom Kippur to Tisha B'Av. But just like there's a kapara for Yom Kippur on the 9th and 10th. You pass on the 10th day. No, if you eat on the 9th day, some views it as if you fast on the 9th and 10th. So too, there's a kapara on the 9th day, there's a kapara on the 9th day of a Menachem Av. There's a kapara. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen to kill the Jewish nation. Instead of that, he took out his anger on the as Medjur says, Al Eitzim Va'avonim. It shows the love is forever between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, the third and final idea, when you have two conflicting psukim, You have the third one to be able to come to clarify it all. Yes, we have the first base of Middash destroyed, and the second base of Middash destroyed. The third base of Middash will come to clarify everything. That's how we say Yiratzon after. He said Yiratzon after because the Mamish, they go together. When Simcha Rabbi Libus, Rabbi Reisman, and Rabbi Ruchel Moshe, and all storming down, this is the time to lean into the Torah, to lean into our Torah learning, our living Torah, spreading Torah. And then Mizoch, Shribada Mesa, Mehir Vaminu, like the Rav Shatter said, Mehir Vaminu, in our days, but with our days of Torah, Shizoch Vaz Hashem, to have a Shtokkus for Yishalam, a Shtokkus for a Pneumius of connection to Chodesh Baruch, and the Beis HaMikdash, a Shtokkus not being enough, not just being, having enough, but wanting more, a deeper relationship with the Rabbana Shom. Spilling in, you're leaning into these days, feeling the kapara of these days, feeling the atonement, the love, the affection of a Kaddish Baruch for Klai Yisrael, and to know when that third base of Midrash will come, everything will be finally clear. Shibana base of Midrash, Meir, V'Yameinu, the same Chakin of Asar Sefer.